McClure, was it?
McClure, perhaps, McClure. McClure, as I recall, all this is subject to verification in the report. McClure, I think, had a number of drinks and came back across the street, across 4th Street, to go back to work, and was struck by a car on 4th Street. I don't remember whether he was killed or badly injured. Whichever the case, it was tragic. And his wife, seems to me it was his widow now that I think of it, filed a claim for benefits, and the question was whether McClure was killed out of and in the course of his employment. I had a very tough time coming to the conclusion, and couldn't, that coming back to work from the saloon, where, by the way, it turned out the evidence showed he didn't have any lunch except what he drank, was within the intention of the legislature to compensate persons in an industrial society for injuries received at work. And we got the tough cases. There were thousands and thousands of cases where benefits were awarded by the agency which never got to our court. And understandably, we should only have gotten the close ones and the tough ones. But I developed what I thought was a coherent philosophy of the disposition of worker compensation cases, which found me on the minority side of the court for most of the time I was there.
Let's get on to the matter of some of your other dissents. One of them, I think, that probably was maybe your, I would maybe call it your masterpiece of in the decisional process. The exposition of it, anyway, was a Poll Town case. Why don't you relate how you came to write as you did in that case and what you thought the importance of it was?
Well, the Poll Town case, as it's called, was the grew out of the effort in the city of Detroit to head off, to avoid the threat General Motors was making to close its manufacturing plants here in the city, the Fisher Body plant and a second manufacturing plant, and to move out of the state of Michigan and take those manufacturing jobs with them. There had been negotiations underway between General Motors and the mayor of the city of Detroit and his staff about finding a location in the city where GM could put up a new modern plant with its robotics capacity, which would keep those manufacturing jobs in the city and the jobs which, of course, relate to a manufacturing process. General Motors had laid down very, very particularized criteria. They needed X number of acres. I think it seemed to me they had to have 580 acres or something like that. Had to be in a railroad siding. It had to be very near in a freeway. And there wasn't any such place in the city of Detroit. So the decision was made by the city that several hundred acres of property would be condemned in an area which came to be known as Poll Town, which was a residential area almost exclusively in a portion of the city of Hamtramck and part of it in the city of Detroit. It was an old neighborhood of essentially Polish citizens, and it included some 8 churches, including 5 of the magnificent churches that were built prior to and about